Because it's all very well setting out targets ahead of that big conference, the big summit in Glasgow next year. But the test in the end is how you're actually going to meet those targets.
Yeah, they're absolutely right, Nick, because the government, for all its international leadership, has been slipping on its own existing targets. And today, as if they didn't know themselves how difficult it was, there's a couple of reports come in today. One from the Commons Environmental Audit Committee that says the government's Green Homes grant, launched with a great fanfare a couple of weeks ago, had been really problematic. 86% of people trying to use the website had found it very difficult. Loads and loads of people, I have to say myself included, couldn't find a contractor to do the work. I couldn't even get anyone to pick up the phone. And then the UK Energy Research Centre, which is a government-funded consortium, respected academics, say the government's plans for taking petrol and diesel cars out of new sales by 2030 is not enough, because if we leave the current situation, gas guzzlers will still be able to be purchased right up until the end of December in 2029. And therefore, there ought to be some immediate big taxes on gas guzzlers to get them off the road first. So, I mean, these are policies that are already set in place and have already run into problems.
Roger Harabin, thank you.